I call on the representative of Qatar.
Mr. President, I would like to exercise my right of reply in response to the statement made by Saudi Arabia and Bahrain. Both delegations accused Qatar of terrorism. Qatar has an excellent record in counterterrorism and ranks high in that regard. These allegations allude to a link between Qatar and terrorism. These claims are false and are baseless. They are part of the campaign, the unlawful campaign against Qatar. This campaign started with hacking and piracy. Other members took similar steps against Qatar and used religious rhetoric to strengthen these claims. These countries are now frustrated and use commercial means to bring pressure to bear on Qatar. In response to the statement of Saudi Arabia, the state of Qatar has spared no effort in strengthening international efforts against terrorism. We are a principal member in the different fora and different coalitions against terrorism. For instance, the International ISIL Coalition and the International Counterterrorism Forum. Qatar also participated in a summit between the Islamic countries and the USA. It was also one of the first countries to implement the results and the outcomes of this forum. We've also signed a memorandum of understanding with the United States to stop funding terrorism. To those countries that accused Qatar that it supports terrorism, we say you need to follow our example. The state of Qatar has fully implemented Security Council resolutions. This record has been commended in a number of United Nations reports. These reports stress the constructive role that Qatar is playing to support the United Nations in sustaining peace, in providing humanitarian and developmental assistance, which paves the way to stability and contributes to rooting out terrorism. Mr. President, the statement of Bahrain included a number of contradictions. It is really surprising that the representative of Bahrain that is now criticizing Qatar used to commend Qatar. What Bahrain is experiencing has effects on the stability in the whole region. We reject the claims in the statement of Bahrain. They go counter to our excellent record and to our commitment to the United Nations Charter and to the stability in our region. It is really surprising that Bahrain is accusing us of terrorism. We call upon the Kingdom of Bahrain to work tirelessly to overcome the internal problems that it's facing. It should respect human rights and implement UN resolutions in that regard. It should also refrain from marginalization and disrespect of the rule of law. It needs to be very objective in dealing with internal problems. Fabricating problems and conflict with the state of Qatar to obscure the internal problems that Bahrain is facing will not yield any positive results. Mr. President, the illegal steps taken against Qatar are unacceptable. We wonder, is it conceivable, is it reasonable to prevent students from attending their studies? Is that not against human rights? What about legislating legislating laws that put pressure on any citizens that just express their sympathy with Qatar. All this rhetoric fuels the campaign against Qatar. Does counterterrorism actually succeed when we fuel this kind of rhetoric? I hereby conclude my statement, Mr. President.